First of all, the Rose and Crown, of course, that was a every market town has what was a trust house style market town hotel.
Mm-hmm.
It was a hotel. And the Rose and Crown, you will know from the pictures, they had a pargeted front. So very handsome, lovely,
beautiful, lovely facade. Yes.
Facade. In the picture, the early pictures, it has a picture of it had the wooden grate. There was a grapes hanging from mm-hmm. the facade up high. In the early 20th century pictures, you see these grapes, then they disappeared. And when it was Rooks were the builders who were painting it or doing work on the Rose and Crown, they found these grapes in a stable at the back of the Rose and Crown. And so they were put back. This was mm-hmm. middle of the 50s, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So the grapes reappeared.
They were returned.
And so you had the nice shell hood and the grapes above, and you went inside a sort of entrance area,
mm-hmm.
Bar on the left, which was panelled, and then the big sort of reception area, big hall.
On the right hand side.
On the right, mm-hmm. with a fireplace, mm-hmm. and then there was a residence lounge just on the right, and a lovely staircase going off from this reception area,
mm-hmm.
Lounge, if you like, and the dining room, lovely dining room, was upstairs on the mm-hmm. first floor, so you mm-hmm. had to go up the steps, up the stairs to the dining room. Mm-hmm. And in the yard mm-hmm. was what was called the Rose and Crown Tap,
uh-huh.
and that was, if you like, a working man's bar.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe the old swimming pool in Hill Street?
I can.
Because obviously all the children were taught there.
Yes, mm-hmm. yeah. It was what we used to call a puddle. It was only a 20-yard pool, mm-hmm. 18-metre thing. The changing rooms were upstairs and down. They were like wooden stables, wooden doors, half doors, with very dark green sailcloth-type curtains. Along the balcony that ran the full length of the pool, the 18-metre length of the pool, were individual cubicles and two large ones at the top. And along the top of the balcony were the steam baths for people to go and pay their money and have a bath. So presumably people like from Castle Street would go down there for their bath. Mm.